This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes are calling for more state cooperation on health care, casino revenue, and protecting the environment. Robert Van Zyl, chairman of the Sacagan Chippewa community, spelled out details when delivering the annual State of the Tribes speech yesterday at the state capitol. One thing he told Governor Tony Evers and about 130 lawmakers is that tribes receive very limited funds from the federal Indian Health Services Program. Van Zyl says that makes it tough to hire and keep health care providers.
Wage pressure and difficulty recruiting medical talent. Rural areas are really hurting and hindering quality care.
Van Zyl asks for a change in Wisconsin law that would allow nurse practitioners to work without supervision from physicians. He also urges the state to help the tribes provide more mental health counseling and to fight opioid addictions. On gaming, Van Zyl calls for more state regulation and consumer protection related to gambling machines at non-tribal taverns. He also asks for tribes to be able to keep more revenue from their casinos and share less with the state, allowing tribes to invest in diversifying their economy.
For our tribes to make strides toward economic self-sustainability, we must diversify our economic engines beyond casino revenue.
Van Zyl also requests that Wisconsin officials let tribes add their expertise to battling contamination from so-called forever chemicals known as PFAS that may threaten many fish. He says the pollution may hurt the Wisconsin tradition of Friday night fish fries.
Might just require a Mr. Yuck sign sticker to prevent people from poisoning themselves.
The Associated Press reports that the Assembly co-chair of the legislature's Budget Committee, Republican Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam, said before Van Zyl's speech that he plans to work with tribal leaders during the budget process. But overall, the GOP has warned that Governor Evers wants too much spending in his state budget proposal. How that battle plays out this spring could affect calls for more state-tribal cooperation. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.